Good morning. I am at my parents' house this weekend babysitting this little gremlin. This is Henry. This is my parents' Shih Tzu. I think I've introduced him on Witch Church before. Probably, maybe when he was like really little, because we got him. I think we got him like summer of 2022, maybe. And yeah, now he's more than a year old, and he's, I don't know if anybody knows the disposition of a Shih Tzu, but they are. I know. He has. I feel like his face looks like if you zoomed in on a bug, it's that. That's his face. What's up, mister? But Shih Tzus, like, their disposition is, like, stubborn. Like, you're not going to tell them what to do. And then at the same time, they're, like, lap dogs, so they always want to, like, be by you. But then they're stubborn. They have an attitude. Like, Shih Tzus are one of those dog breeds for me that, like, have a very distinct personality. He is a Taurus. Yeah, he's a Taurus, all right. Are you a little Taurus? Are you a little Taurus? Yeah, he's a little Taurus. Yeah, and, oh, you hear that? He's a Taurus. but he, isn't doing well. Well, he's fine. I mean, like, he's alive, but he's not doing well without my parents here because he is, like, the child of, he is, like, a pandemic baby in a way. Like, and also he is the doggy of empty nesters in a lot of ways. So, like, my parents just, like, completely dote on him. So the fact that they're, and he has spent very little time in his life without both my mom and my dad here. So as the Taurus that he is, he has not been doing well without my mom and my dad here. Even though he knows me, he knows I'm his sister. it's still not the ideal Taurus adjustment, you know? Plus it's kind of funny to think that the, Mars, the new moon in Scorpio is opposing Uranus in Taurus, you know, and it's like, he's having this transit too as a dog, like, you know, Uranus being the unexpected and change and things that challenge us. And, you know, this weekend he's without his usual comfort of being with my parents, or there was some surprise or unexpected thing. So yeah, it's kind of funny. He's going through the transit as well. But how are we doing, this week? Because it's a big week ahead. We have the new moon in Scorpio tomorrow. Technically the moon is in Scorpio already right now as we speak on Sunday, November 12th. The moon is at 11 degrees Scorpio, but over the next day or so, the moon will get to about 21 degrees Scorpio, where the moon will meet the sun and oppose Uranus. And, like, you know, we've had new moons in Scorpio in the past 5 years or so that have opposed Uranus, right? I mean, Uranus has been in Taurus since 2018. So we've been through lunations kind of like this before. Just remember that. And also, with Taurus lunations, like the Taurus new moon or the Taurus full moon, again, Uranus is going to be involved in that, right? So don't think you haven't experienced this kind of lunation before, because in the past 5 years, we have had lunations closely tied to Uranus. However, what I will say is that what makes this lunation different is that Mars is right next to the new moon, right? Because we have Mars in Scorpio. Mars in Scorpio is ruling over this new moon. Also, we have the Mars Kazemi approaching. So what is a Kazemi? It's when a planet gets super, super close to the sun. It's basically a fancy way of saying a planet is conjunct the sun. But, you know, I see, Jessica, you said, I have felt so funky for days, so hard to be motivated or have any energy. I'm actually really glad you shared that, because that's kind of the vibe of Mars approaching the Kazemi with the sun. The ancient astrologers felt that when a planet got really, really close to the sun, that planet kind of got burned up in a way, right? And within the degrees of the Kazemi, which is like that one, it's kind of debated amongst different astrologers, but we could say within like 1 degree of the sun, or once Mars gets in that same degree of the sun, it's in the heart of the sun. So he's sort of protected now from getting burned up. And then he passes the sun, and that Kazemi point has been completed. Yet, leading up to a Kazemi, like, that planet is getting burned, right? That planet's getting kind of irritated. Imagine being in the sun on the beach and you have no sunscreen. Like, that's kind of the vibe of a planet leading up to the Kazemi point. Mars, in general, Mars, the nature of Mars, he's already irritated, you know? He's already, like, kind of frustrated. He's already figuring out how to sort of exude his will over things. So the fact that he's... Oh, Jesus. The fact that he's irritated... Sorry, Henry's barking at me. The fact that he's irritated in this moment, we think of Mars-like things that are irritating. So, like, this notion of, you come here, you little skunk. So, he's trying to play with me. So, we think of being irritated, like, I want to move forward, but I can't. That's a Mars thing. You're ruining the audio of this, mister. I want to move forward, but I can't. I want to, like, sort this out with someone, but they're too angry. Like, I'm sorry, guys. Can you hear him barking? Come here, you little. He's irritated. You know, or, I want to, yeah, like, I just want to get something done, but the situation isn't ideal for getting it done. And yeah, Henry's acting out like Mars. Yeah. So that's kind of the feeling of Mars leading up to the Kazemi. And then on top of the new moon, though, it's a little bit of an interesting thing, because the new moon, as we all know, represents newness, planting of the seed. So it's this conundrum of, oh, I'm planting the seed in my Scorpio house. There's some kind of new, there's some kind of new energy in the air in my Scorpio house, yet this new moon is painted a little bit by a frustrating energy. Like, this isn't going in my ideal timeline. I'm indecisive about this. How do I move forward? This isn't perfect like I wanted it to be. There's a little bit of an acceptance with this new moon of like, I am creating the new beginning, but there's some frustrating imperfection about what I'm creating, right? Or there's some growing pain about what I'm creating. So it's an interesting thing. And, you know, I was thinking, we can't talk about the individual experience without talking about the collective experience and vice versa, right? And I was thinking with this Mars in Scorpio / this new moon in Scorpio on Monday opposing Uranus, there is a bit of a where it's hysterical, it's historical. Have you guys ever heard that term? I don't know who invented it, but I find it to be kind of, I don't know, like there's something about that phrase that feels relevant to this moment, where it's hysterical, it's historical. So where we are feeling the most, I don't want to say out of control emotions or chaotic emotions or deepest felt emotions, or where we're feeling extremism, right? Like there's a sense of it is about this current moment, but also I think our inner child parts are a bit rocked right now. I don't think it would be out of the realm for our inner child parts to kind of be triggered in some way by the potential frustrating new beginning. You know, that kind of feels like a Mars-Uranus transit. Mars opposing Uranus also kind of evokes the rebellious teenager. Like, what does a teenager do when their parents tell them no? You know, they do it anyways, right? Or, like, they're almost more likely to do it because someone deemed it, like, no, that would never happen, right? I almost feel like one of the moments in, like, the news, I guess, in the past week that kind of evoked the Mars-Uranus opposition on a collective scale was, you know, Joe Biden, when that interviewer asked him, like, is there any chance of a ceasefire? And he said, like, no, absolutely not. For me, I immediately thought, ooh, Mars-Uranus opposition. Because you almost need, it's like this parent figure or this figure of authority says, no, absolutely not. And then that no, absolutely not is what implicitly sort of catalyzes the change, right? Like, it's like, oh, yeah, no, absolutely not. Okay, now I'm even more pissed. Like, now I'm even more ready to fight. Or now I'm even more ready to just rebel against you. Right? That kind of feels like this week politically. And it feels kind of like this collective, like, no, like, we're not listening to, we're not listening to dad, right? We're not listening to, or grandpa, we should say, but we're not listening to this person. Like, there's some necessary rebellion that we're seeing in this collective realm, right? The word coup has been popping up for me, just intuitively. Like, I've I don't know. I'm like, is there going to be a coup? Like this grand rebellion against some hierarchical structure in many different places. At the same time, we're talking about the collective, which can't ultimately be separated from the individual. So I'm wondering, like, on an individual level, where's the coup? You know? Where's the coup? Like, on an individual level, like, what are we rebelling against? Or how are we kind of talking to our, maybe like our inner teenager who is hearing no, or who is hearing, you know, is hearing you can't do this, or this is frustrating, or the timeline's off. And that inner teenager says, well, I kind of want to do it anyways. And this isn't me saying we shouldn't listen to that inner teenager. Like, maybe that's actually what the transit is implying. Like, maybe if there is room to rebel in order to set up the new beginning, then that might be what is called for. That's what's coming to me with the new moon so closely intertwined with the Mars Kazemi. Now, going back to that point that you made just like, but I have no energy, that's a very real thing, I think, with the Mars Kazemi. Like, I'm tired, I can't quite find my motivation, I can't quite, you know, figure out how to move forward. Jess, absolutely am calling for a revolution in witch church. Like, it occurred to me when I was at work, like last week, I was like, what if we all just didn't go to work for like one day? Like, what if we got every single person in America to just like not go to work for one day? Like, if we all did that, it would take less than 24 hours to get the ceasefire going in Palestine, right? Because it's not actually about anything to do with like protecting anybody. It's all about money, right? It's all about like greed and capitalism and who we're aligned with, you know, for financial reasons, right? So I'm like, what if we just didn't go to, no one went to work, and we like tanked our country's economy for like a day. Again, I have Pluto in Sagittarius, right? So I mean, I'm like, let's fucking do something drastic, right? And let's just like, you know, I don't know. Let's just not go to work for a day and see what happens. And yeah, like I'm guessing that this week might lead to maybe not that quite that level of, I don't know, rebellion, but yeah, I think there's something political that's happening this week. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, where was I on the an individual level? The sort of guys, remind me. Actually, let's pull some cards. I got off the beaten path with the Mars Uranus, but let's do this. I haven't really pulled any cards on this week ahead, but I feel called to pull maybe, oh, thanks, Claire. You said you were talking about not having energy. Thanks so much. Yeah, let me just finish that point. We might not have energy, or there might be this oscillation of like extremism. Like, I'm extremely burnt out versus extremely, I'm extremely burnt out versus extremely, like, ready to rebel. And, you know, there's something here about how to maybe maintain energy, or maybe that's what we can ask the cards. Like, what's the best use of the energy that we have this week? I do have a feeling that if you are feeling really burnt out, once Mars, like, completes his Kazemi on Friday, there's something here about, there's something here about, like, Mars being rebirthed in the heart of the sun, which is on Friday, and kind of restoring energy in some way, you know? Yeah. Alexandra, you said, I am tired of not having energy. I need to find my batteries pronto. Yeah, like, there's something here. I think there's something here that we're getting at with the energy of the week ahead. Okay, let's ask, sorry, Henry. I just dropped the cards on Henry's head. So where we're coming from, where we're going, okay, where we're coming from, where we're going, and where it's leading to. Okay, speaking of energy, we got all wands, right? Where we're coming from, where we're going, and what it's leading to. Okay. Or maybe I'll switch here, where we're coming from, 10 of wands. Where we're going, 2 of wands. And then, where it's leading to, 7 of wands. Okay. Katie, you said, I just realized I've been using the word paralyzed to describe how I'm feeling lately, really disconnected from my spiritual practice. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's definitely Mars Kazemi symptoms. And I think it's interesting that we're coming from the 10 of wands, because the 10 of wands tells us that the way we've been maybe using our energy, was maybe once aligned. It was once aligned. And now we're kind of at a crossroads where if we continue to use our energy in this way, it is going to maybe lead to burnout, right? Because it takes a lot more energy to act in misalignment than it does in alignment. Like, have you ever been in, like, a relationship that was wrong for you, and it just took so much energy to be in that relationship? Like, that's a good example of, it takes more energy to be out of alignment than it does to be in alignment. And I think that's kind of where we're coming from right now. Yeah, that's kind of where we're coming from right now. There's something here with, I just realized that this is taking up a lot of energetic money. Ellis, you said, this explains the weirdness I have with an old friend. I love her, but it seems like we might be on different paths nowadays. Yeah, actually, you're not the first person who's said something like that to me in, like, literally the past 48 hours. And I actually had a You know, I've been just kind of observing different situations, as I always do, in my clients' lives and my friends' lives. And, you know, one of a friend was saying this exact same thing about their friend, their other friend that I'm not, like, not necessarily in the same group, but, like, I was just kind of watching my friend work through this idea that, like, continuing in this way isn't aligned because it just takes too much energy from them, right? Now, the fact that this is where we're coming from, but yet we're going into the Two of Wands, there's something here, you know, there's something here with we're going in a new direction, not to be cheesy, or at least we're preparing to go in a new direction. That's the thing. How do I word this? Because we live in the reality that we do, we have things like matter and money, and like Earth is a very solid, heavy planet where there's like a lot of potential blockages, even in like a non-metaphorical way, like literally, like on Earth, if a door is locked, it's locked. Like there's something about the reality that we live in where it's like we live in this matter-filled, this matter-filled reality. So when we decide to change something, it's not to say that the change can't be instantaneous, but it usually isn't. Like, let's say even if we decide this week I'm leaving my husband, you know, I'm taking this extreme example, I don't know if that's really resonant to anybody, but I'm leaving my husband, like, we could walk out the door and like call a lawyer and file for a divorce and like go live with our friend for like a couple months or whatever, but at the same time, that declaration of change isn't instantaneous because we live in a realm where, like, matter is involved. Like, we have a house, we have a bank account, we have all these things that we need to tend to. So I think there's something about, maybe there is a declaration of change, but this change could still be like 6 months out. You know, that's where I'm getting with the Two of Wands. Because the Two of Wands, for me, it's the new path, but we're planning the new path, right? This guy hasn't gone through the portal yet. He's still looking at his globe and saying like, hey, I'm planning where I'm going, or I'm still kind of viewing the situation. I'm determining the vibe ahead, right? So there's something here with going forth and how to do that. So this week we shouldn't hesitate to make the change or make the declaration of change, and then at the same time knowing, you know, this change might take a while. And that's something I've done when I've been frustrated with my situation. Even if I don't know how exactly the shift is going to happen, I'll just start saying, you know, I'll just start saying that the change is, like, happening, if that makes sense. Like, of course, being back in my parents' house for the weekend, like, you know, me and my friend went for a walk in the forest by my parents' house yesterday, and of course, it, like, brings back memories of, like, 2020 and 2021 when I felt, like, so incredibly stuck living with my parents, And, one thing I did, even though I didn't know how I was going to move forward, there was something that I would say where I would just be like, change is coming, or change is inevitable, or it would be impossible for me to be in this spot forever. And that would give me like the sort of energy to keep moving forward and keep investigating the change. Henry, he's such a little pipsqueak. So you come here. Okay, he wants to play. So for anybody who just popped in, my parent's dog is a little nutty. You know, like there's something like that where we're still being faithful to the change itself. And the fact that like we're going from the Ten of Wands, we're entering into the Two of Wands, and the Seven of Wands is kind of the more extended future. Oh Jesus. Henry, you're ruining my audio. So the fact that this is in the extended future, there's something here about our motivation comes back with the Seven of Wands. Stop it. So guys, I'm sorry, hang on. Oh my god. Okay. There's something that's with the change and with the motivation of the future. The Seven of Wands tells you that you have something worth fighting for. The Seven of Wands tells us we have motivation. We have motivation to continue on the path. Like, we've refound our motivation, right? We've rediscovered what it is that makes the goal worth fighting for, right? Like, it almost reminds me of like the process of writing a book, which I've never done before, but I definitely am, you know, just kind of preparing soon to like start writing my book. Like, there's something here about like, I can't wait until I get into the Seven of Wands of writing the book, because I'll actually be like, you know, working away at it and fighting for it and sitting down and actually putting effort towards it, instead of just being in the place I've been for so long, which is like, oh, I'm thinking about writing a book, or like, I know what I'm going to write about, but I'm afraid to start writing. It's like, use that as a metaphor for where we're heading. And again, this might not even be until, or this energy feels a little bit more longer term. And again, yeah, we're at the Scorpio new moon. The Scorpio full moon would be sometime during Taurus season in 2024. So I wonder, like, what kind of 6-month cycle is being planted this week, when it comes to where we're heading and where we're shooting our arrow. Okay. I'm excited. I'm really excited to see where the frustration, leads us, maybe. Oh, you're so right. Thank you, Angela. Angela, you said, the Jupiter Uranus conjunction, which happens in April 2024. That happens in Taurus. So I think what I'm intuitively feeling into is whatever is brewing, starting to simmer right now is, you know, coming. Oh, it's in the same... You're so right. Yeah, because the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction happens in the sort of early 20s of Taurus, and this new moon is 20 degrees Scorpio. This is freaky. I'm glad you're here, Angela. Yeah, this is freaky. there's definitely something coming, I think, in the spring. Right, Henry? Yeah. He's such a little... He's such a little man. But friends, that's kind of my new moon forecast. Now, how can I help you today? How can I help you going into this week with the new moon? With the Mars Kazemi? I would love to pull some cards. And yeah, send some prayers, send some good vibes. And yeah, like there's something there. I also feel called like quickly not to like necessarily push my political agenda on anybody, but I think we're in a safe place, and for anybody who like might hold me as a relatively like trustworthy person who tends to be a deep thinker and, you know, thinks about things in a pretty thorough way. I just wanted to share something. One of the most profound moments of my life as an American was when I visited Vietnam. And it was, I mean, I love Vietnam. I would go back in a second. But I, when I was in Vietnam, this was back in like 2018, we visited the Vietnam War Museum, which I believe is in Ho Chi Minh. I went to two different cities in Vietnam, and I'm almost positive the War Museum was in Ho Chi Minh. And that was just like such a, I don't know, it was a life-changing moment for me when it comes to American politics and essentially the indoctrination of our educational system in America. Just being in that museum, witnessing like the atrocities and the blood that is in like America's hands in our history. I was like, I had this light bulb moment where I was like, wow, Henry, like we really haven't learned the extent of the, we were never exposed in the American education system to the extent of, like, the massive amount of blood on our hands. Again, in, like, Vietnam and, like, the Vietnam War is just one example. And I know that right now what's happening in the world has little to do directly with what I'm talking about. Like, the Vietnam War, how is that relevant? But I think it is, in a weird way, relevant. And I just wanted to share that. I don't know. And again, I'm not trying to, like... I think it, when it comes to political things, there's, it's really hard when we feel so, so protective over, Henry, you're going up to the pound. Come here. It's really hard when we feel so, I don't know, when we feel so, like, attached to our truths and protective of our truths. And I think right now it's a good time in this world, especially as Americans. I know there's not everybody here is an American, but, like, specifically as Americans thinking about how we've been indoctrinated into seeing certain evils as something that was like necessary and patriotic. That's all I just coming to mind at this moment. Felt called. So let's go to the polls. Let's see. Katie, you said, I would love a card for the week ahead, Mal, for calling myself back and springing forward. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. And again, I apologize to the the Witch Church podcast listeners for Henry's barks. Katie, you got the Five of Wands. Sometimes I think when we get the Five of Wands, like, there's different parts of us fighting with each other. Like, have you ever heard? Yeah, I'm sure we've all heard someone say, one part of me wants this and the other part of me wants that. And I think it's really telling because, yeah, like, literally, maybe the 5-year-old part of you wants this, but the 35-year-old part of you wants that. You know, like, sometimes we are at odds with maybe the true desires of and our needs of our inner children. And I don't know. I think there's something here with maybe listening in a little bit more to those internal conflicts and maybe even how those internal conflicts are showing up in the outside world. It feels relevant. So whatever that means to you, Katie, but it feels like the internal conflicts are showing up in the outside world. And they're trying to show you something about the internal resolutions that could happen. Jess, you said, can I please have a card for this week and some medicine for work and my past brother? Yeah. Jess, I'm in full agreement that this week, like, there's some energy or time or I don't know, just some self-compassion, and also that you're able to honor your grief journey in some way this week, whether that's just like getting extra rest or taking a mental health day or like whatever it is. Like, I just am in full agreement that you're able to fully honor your grief journey. And it's really interesting because you got the Magician and the Ace of Wands. So there is some kind of new behavior that you're implementing this week that is shifting things and making things go into a positive direction. And it could be something as little as, like, I usually have my team meet at 8 a.m. on Monday morning, but now I'm switching that weekly meeting to noon because I think we're in a better mood at noon. Like, it could be something as simple as that, but that change, that small change leads to something bigger. So I think there's some reminder here that the small tweaks, the small changes that you're making, especially at work, are leading to something greater. Lauren, you said, I would love an anchor card for the Kazemi. Yeah, let's see. Ooh, the World, Lauren. I love that. So I think there's a lot of wrapping up that we're doing right now. You're very much kind of at the graduation moment of a certain cycle. And it makes sense because, like, your book is finished and you'll have the release party soon at beginning of December. So I'm thinking about, I was talking to my friend at work who was directing a play. And the play is out now, and I asked her, I was like, is it really tiring to have to, like, direct the play every single night? And she was like, oh, no. She was like, well, I don't know if you know this, but, like, I'm there for the practices and the rehearsals as the director, but then once the play is released, I don't have to be there anymore because it becomes up to the interpretation then of like the actors and like everything, and it becomes its own entity that I'm no longer like controlling. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. That's so, that feels really significant that you just said that. And granted, guys, I have no theatrical experience, so of course I like am totally ignorant to that. But she was like, oh yeah, like directors, they'll go to like the play like a handful of times just to like see it with their friends or whatever, but they're not there to further direct once the play is live to the public. You know, like it's now it's open to interpretation and now it's its own entity. So I think there's something like that happening, Lauren, with you and your project and your book and some things, right? Yeah, Sam, Henry is very naughty. YOLO, you said, can you pull a card for me? I've been feeling grateful for where I am, but also frustrated and stressed out about where I'm heading. Two of Pentacles. Yeah, it feels like, really what it is, it's like, I think you're juggling what the old self once wanted and then what the new self wants. And maybe there's a little bit more room to honor what the new self wants, even though the new self wants things that feel scary and unexplored and would challenge you and maybe put you up against your fears, like a little bit more directly. I think that's ultimately the direction that you're going in. I think just knowing that the stress that you're feeling, it's a natural reaction, right? Because you're going into unknown territory, but that doesn't mean that the territory isn't exactly what is right for you. Corey, you said, I would love a card for the astrology project I'm working on. Ooh, yeah. Let's hear it. The Sun. Ooh, I love it, Corey. Okay, it actually feels like this is a great thing to allow yourself to do because it's lighting up that inner creative, the inner child. It's something that's bringing joy and happiness and also something that's even bringing meaning. And I think it'll lead to other places too. And I also think the Sun is about illumination and seeing something we haven't seen before. So there's something about this astrology project that will maybe even lead you to seeing yourself in a new light, which I think will be really positive. Alexandra, you said, may I please have a card for the week? Ooh, Ace of Cups. Yeah. I think the Ace of Cups can be forgiveness, love. It can be like the concept of forgiveness is really coming through, and reconciliation and a sort of heart opening situation. So I think if your heart can be open this week, I think there's a lot of catharsis to be had. Even though you might be feeling hurt or in pain or still jostled from past things, I think there's something to be said for continuing to keep your heart open to possibilities. Lauren, hi. You said, could I have a card for all of the changes going on in my life? Feeling so uncertain. Totally. Ooh. You would get Judgment and the King of Pentacles. Yeah. It actually feels like the changes have been a long time coming. You have been manifesting these changes, whether directly or indirectly, for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if it has to do with something about your job or your place of living or both. But there's something here about these changes being more in alignment with maybe your passions, the way you want to be living your life. I wonder if you're heading into a period of time where there's more travel potentially. But ultimately, like, this looks good. Like, this looks like, ooh, like, this is a change that has been long time coming. But now that it's here, you're like, holy shit, is it actually here? You know? And it is, but I feel like you have permission to be more excited about it. How could you get more excited about it? And Sarah, you said, can I have a card for the week? Ten of Wands. Okay. Ten of Wands. So that was a card that came up in our collective spread. I think, yeah, like per my last email, like, I think that collective message that I gave about the Ten of Wands could pertain, but for you on an individual level, I'm getting more of a, I'm just getting more of a simple, like, it's okay to, let things simmer on the back burner this week. Like, maybe you're not going to feel all that productive this week, or maybe there's some things that you're putting off because you need more rest. And I think it's just about letting that be okay. Like, it's okay this week to need more rest, to need more time, to not be feeling all that motivated to, like, rise and grind. Like, that's okay. Like, if you're not feeling that, that's okay. We can have this be a little bit more of, like, a mental rest week, if that's what's needed. Horner Darling, you said, I'd love a card for the next part of my path. Hell yeah, the Star. You know, the Star does come after the Tower. So, I mean, the Tower can sort of be a pretty jostling, foundation rocking change, but I think ultimately what Spirit wants you to know at the moment is that everything is okay, everything will be okay, and this next part of your path contains more excitement and joy than you can currently imagine at this moment. Okay. Sam, you said, I'm feeling the Ten of Wands as I prepare to travel home for Thanksgiving. Lots to cross off my to-do list. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Eight of Wands. I think you're killing it, Sam, as always. Like, the Eight of Wands also makes me feel like there's something divinely aligned about this trip. Like, and maybe there's some grief in the holidays this year because the holidays are going to be a little bit different maybe than they typically are. And at the same time, I think there's the grief in how the holidays are different, but then there's also like some surprise joy that you're finding or some surprise excitement in the change. And, I think that something about the holiday season is very much in alignment for you and maybe any sort of closure or understanding that you might need about this year. Like, there's something coming in. Alice, you said, could I have a card for this new rather intense relationship? Seven of Cups. Okay. So let me see here. I think with the Seven of Cups, there's like a lot on the table with this new relationship, and maybe some, I think with newness, any type of newness, there's always some anxiety, you know, and there's always this feeling of, like, am I in la la land? how do I ground this? How do I form the foundation? And I think that's what I'm getting from this, Ellis. Like, can this new intense relationship also include, like, the formation of a sustainable foundation? And what does that look like? And also, what does it look like to, like, honor the excitement and honor the sort of, yeah, the sort of butterflies at the moment while also bringing in some Saturn? This feels very like I'm in Neptune and I also need to incorporate Saturn, if you get what I'm saying. Because Neptune is very dreamy and poetic and ungrounded and doesn't really have boundaries. And Saturn is the planet of boundaries, right? So I think how can we just incorporate a little bit more Saturn into this situation? Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Jesse said, thanks for sharing that. It's hard to unlearn something you've been taught your whole life. And Alexandra, you said, it is so relevant with our current times. There is a need for change and recognition for the value of one another. Yeah. And yeah, Angela, if you're still here, please ask your question. I'm still here. Jess, you said, could I have a card about how to better trust my intuition right now? Yeah. Okay. So Eight of Swords came up, Jess. For me, the Eight of Swords is like the prison of our own analytic mind. Like, it's the mind prison card. It's when we've bought into a certain narrative so deeply that it's kind of clouding our intuitive judgment. And I wonder if you can loosen up the bonds of some of these narratives, like, oh, that would never work, or like, oh, this is so scary, or like, this is never going to work out, or anything that's in the tone of extremism when it comes to, like, this is never going to happen, or like, this is too much. And I'm about to pull up something, because something I feel I find helpful to ask myself when I'm in the Eight of Swords is these four questions, which were, I mean, there's a book. It's called The Four Questions by Byron Katie. And I've never read the book, but I always refer to the four questions, the main questions that she covers in the book. And the question one says, is it true? Question two, can you absolutely know it's true? Question three, how do you react? And what happens when you believe that thought? And question four is, who would you be without that thought? So again, is it true? Can you absolutely know it's true? How do you react? And what happens when you believe that thought? Who would you be without that thought? I don't know. It's something helpful for me, especially the question one and two. Is it true? Can you absolutely know it's true? You know, that can really challenge a anxiety story, right? Yeah. Rhonda, you said, may I have a card, Mal? I'm going through changes and new beginnings and hoping everything will be all right. Rhonda, I have a feeling. I remember our last reading and I have a feeling of that about those changes. So I'm actually really excited for, yeah, everything that feels like you've been implementing. And the card you got is the Six of Wands. So this is the self-belief card. This is like the card that says, I can do it. I am capable. This is the card that challenges our self-doubt. And maybe there's some self-doubt with, like, can I do this all myself? Or, like, will I be successful? Or can I have this all work out? And I think the answer is, like, even when you quote unquote weren't doing it alone, you were doing it alone. So it kind of feels like all the things that you might be worried about not being able to do, you've already been doing them for years. You know, and I think you're very capable of going into the future and accomplishing these new goals in an even happier and lighter way. I'm seeing the dance studio, so I think there might be a new dance studio project maybe coming in soon. And yeah, I think this moment's all about believing in yourself and challenging those narratives of self-doubt. Claire, you said I would love a card of advice for the new YouTube project I'm working on. Cool, the Chariot. I think let go of the way you're supposed to do it and just do it your way. Like, that feels very simple. Like, don't block yourself into a cage or a box of how it's supposed to be done, and do it your way, and that will be the magic of it. Yeah. Enough said. That's just what came through. And Angela, you said my heart and mind is ready for new directions, but I feel stuck. Yeah, and you're Scorpio rising, Angela. So yeah, this is a big new moon for you. Let's see. Yeah, Queen of Wands. Yeah, Queen of Wands. It makes me feel like maybe the stuckness might have to do with self-perception, because the Queen of Wands is about our confidence and, like, our ability to recognize that we are capable and that we are magical. And even, like, we are divine. We are parts of God. Everybody has, like, this spark of divinity. And I think recognizing yourself as such is really important for the process of having that breakthrough and not feeling stuck anymore. And maybe there is something that has challenged your confidence in the past few years or something like that. I mean, I know you're a business owner too. So, I mean, for me, like, business, owning your own business challenges your confidence, like, every day. Because every day you have to be like, I can do this. Like, but maybe something else. Maybe there's something relational, or maybe there's a piece of grief. Sometimes grief affects our confidence or self-perception. But I think renewing your sort of self, your power of the self would be helpful for the breakthrough or the unstuckness. Rhonda, you said, right on the nose and makes me feel relieved and stronger. Thank you so much. You're so welcome. And then Claire, you said, that's crazy. My therapist and I came to the same conclusion yesterday. Awesome. So glad. Love when I'm in alignment with the therapists, you know? And Angela, you said it's so true about the grief. Love you and thank you. Oh, lots of love to you, Angela. So, my friends, it was so good to talk to you. Glad we could meet before the new moon in Scorpio. Thanks again for putting up with the Henry barks. I think I'll have to go play with him now. But yeah, don't hesitate. Let me know if you need a check-in session around this time. I'm going to put up my year ahead reading soon. I'm going through another website reboot. So that's coming. But yeah, don't hesitate to reach out. Know that I know that the economic times are difficult, and I'm always available to at least offer some kind of sliding scale for you if you need it. So you just have to reach out for that. And that's about it, my friends. So Thanks again, and I think I'll see you next week. You know, it's we'll see how I'm feeling on Sunday morning. Let's just say that. I have a busy Saturday night in store. So if mommy's not hungover on Sunday morning, we will meet again next week, but might be 2 weeks. We'll see. Okay. Love you guys. See you later. Bye-bye.